Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Mem Vav, a Gutten Moed to all, Moedil Masimcha, those who are first listening on the for the Chol HaMoed. We are on Mem Hei Amabez. We will start with Masiv. Masiv about seven lines up, six lines up from the bottom. Mem Hei Amabez. Here we go. Masiv Rava L'Siyue L'Rabba. Rava asked a question, L'Siyue L'Rabba, as a support to Rabba. What is the unusual lashon? Masav Rava L'Siyue L'Rabba. So you can look at the Rashbam for a minute. Masav Rava La'Abaya. Rava asked to Abaya L'Siyue L'Rabba. Nira Be'inai De B'lashon Azeh Amar Rava Be'Beis HaMedrash. Tanya Kavasi De Rava V'Tiyuvta De Abaya. That's what that was his lashon. It was a double. Because if we had a machlokas earlier on about Aleph. What was the machlokas? Just remember, Rava came up with the statement. Remember, the Mishnah had a whole list of people who one cannot create chazaka. So one of them, that's where the Gemara is going to go for the next couple of blot, what is going into each of those. So one of them was an Uman. An Uman cannot establish a chazaka. A worker does not establish a chazaka. So Rava says that's only if it was given with Edim. If there were Edim that the person gave it to the worker as workmanship, so then they're aided for that, so then the worker can't tie to anything, can't claim anything, so therefore the worker cannot create a chazaka. But Rabba said, if it was given not in front of Edim, right, the worker just has it, but there were no Edim that the worker got it to work on, so then since the worker could say, lahadam, lahayod var meolam, that he's also believed to say, lekuchai, he's also believed to say that it was bought. Okay, so Masav Rava L'Siyue L'Rabba. So Rava says, as a siyua for Rabba, Hanos in talis aluman, if somebody gives a talis to a worker, uman omer, shtayim katza astali, right, we had this at the end of Bamasiya, right, an uman says that you owe me two, right, $2 an hour you're paying me. Falo omer lo katza asti l'chaylachas, no, only $1 an hour. So the machlok is how much the wages were. So kolzman shahatalus biad uman. As long as the talus is still in the hands of the uman, before the uman gave back the merchandise, al habalabayis lahavi rayas, that he is the muchsak, the uman is the muchsak, and therefore the balabayis has to bring a raya that he only hired him for one, and unless he does, he has to pay two. Nitna lo bismano, but once he gave it back, so bismano nitlo, so let's say he gave him back the item, bismano, so if he gave it back bismano at the time that he was supposed to, so then we assume that he got paid near Shvevenotel, so he could be, in order to take his money, he has to be notel. Why? This is one of the Shuas Durabanan. The Mishnah Mesechah Shuas lists off all the Durabanan Shuas. As we mentioned many times, three Shuas Daraisas, they're all Nishma v'Niftar. The person swears and is Pater. Shuas Mod B'Miksas, Shuas Hashomrim, and Shuas Eid Echad. If I'm defending myself against an Eid Echad who says I owe money, but all the Nishma v'Notels are Durabanan. So the Mishnah in Shuas says that one of them is Shuas Sachir, that if a worker is believed to say that I didn't get paid, because, as the Gemara says, the Rashbam quotes it, four lines from the bottom, Balabayis Tarid Bapalov. Balabayis has so many workers that he's paying, he won't remember exactly whether he paid the worker. The worker will remember if he got paid or not. So that's why, if it was on time that he gave back the item, so then we assume that the Balabayis might not have paid him. So therefore, Nishma Vedotel, so the sucker swears, and he takes his schar of two. Avar's mano, but if it's after the time, so then we say, why did the worker wait so long? Why didn't he collect it? Bismano. So then, the worker has to bring a raya, and if not, then he has to accept only one. By the way, Avar's mano, what's Avar's mano? Like a week later? So the Rashbam says, no. Shaka Hachama. Right, even after that, after the day, right? Even the next day is considered avar zmano. So that is the mission. That is the brisa about a machlokas between the worker and the employer. So says the Gemara. Now let's bring a riot to try to bring it to our case. So hechi dami, what exactly is the case here? If there are witnesses in this case that when the balabayis gave it to the uman, so to go ask the witnesses what happened, because mustama they not only know that it was given, but they also know what the wages were, what was nixas. Mustama, if there were witnesses, el alav de lake edim. So it must be though that there were no witnesses. must be there were no witnesses in this case. And if there were no witnesses, Vaktani, and yet it says, Uman Mehemin. If there were no witnesses, if the Uman still had it, he would be believed, Migudi by Amar Lai Lukuchi Biadi. Since he could say, there were no witnesses that you gave it to me as merchandise to work on, so I would be believed to say, I bought it. So Mehemanami Agris, he's also believed to say what his wages were. So what do you see from there? That in a case where there were no witnesses, the Uman would still be believed about his claim. So that's what did Rabba say? Rabba said on our Mishnah, the only case that an Uman does not have a chazaka is where the Baal Bais gave it to him with Edim. But without Edim, the Uman would be believed to say it's mine. So this is a Raya. So Raya, that without Edim, the Mishnah's case of Uman Eilo Chazaka is only if there were Edim there, that it was given Ba'umnis. But if not, the Uman would be believed. Isn't this a Raya to Rabba? So the Gemara is low. La'olam delaka Edim. Really, there are no witnesses in the case. As we said, there are no witnesses. Aye. So why don't they know exactly what the wages were? Why is it that the Uman is believed? Isn't that a Raya to Rabba? No. V'hu delo Ra'a. This is a case that everybody would agree, because it's a case where right now he does not see it in the rishus of the Uman, as the Gemara discussed yesterday a little bit. As the Gemara said, the Rashbam explains on the third line, the Divrei HaKol Mehemen, the Batzi Amar Lo Haya Devar Me'olam. Fine, there were witnesses, but he could say that right now it's not here. He could say, I don't know what you're talking about, I returned it, the deal was off. So everybody would agree, whether they ate them or not, if he does not see it in the rishus now of the Uman, that the Uman would be believed.
Who doesn't see that rishus?
The Baal HaBayis does not see his item in the rishus of the Uman right now. So then he has no claim on him. He doesn't know whether he gave it back or not. So that's why the Uman has the upper hand. There's a little discussion that we've shown him on the Brisa itself, where the Brisa says that if the Uman still has it, so then the Baal HaBayis has to bring the Raya that it was only one. So it sounds like, contrasting that to the next line of the Brisa, that he is believed even without a Shvuah. Right, it sounds like it's believed without a Shvuah, because the next line says, if it's Bismano, then it's Nishpa Venotel. But before that, while he still has it, it says, Ala Baal HaBayis Lavi Raya. And if he can't, it sounds like he gets it even without a Shvuah. So the question that Rishonim ask is, why over here, if you're returning something that you made, you're believed without a Shvuah, while, for example, by Mashkon, if I'm saying that you owe me something, or the Mashkon, I'm going to take part of the Mashkon as a as part of what you owe me, so you would have to swear. So we've shown him here, and in Masechta Shavuos asks, what's the difference between a Mashkon and wages that I get if I'm still holding the item that I made for you? In both cases, I have an object that is connected to you. I have your mashkon, I have your item that you told me to make for you. And in the case here, about the wages, it's mashma that you're believed even without a shvuah. While by mashkon, you're believed only with a shvuah. So the Ramban in the Melchamas and Shvuas, Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, says the Ramban, L'ficha chani omer, delo dami mashkon deschirus l'shara tainus. You cannot compare mashkon to other tainus. It's different. And he says, "V'lomi boy," and not only according to the man to Amar Uman Konan b'sheva kli, not only according to the one who says that an Uman acquires the kli when he makes it. El afilu man to Amar ain Uman Konan b'sheva kli. Put the air conditioning on a little bit. According to the man to Amar that says an Uman is not Konan the kli, kivan de vadai isleale agre. You know why an Uman is different? Because since he is for sure owed money, he has the item. So he's for sure owed wages. Via agre tafis lei, so that, and he's being tofaced for his wages before he gets his wages back. Ketoein al gufo shel kli dummy. It's as if he's towing on the goof of the kli, on the item itself, because he still has the kli, and he didn't get paid yet. De mekna kani le kli ad de yov le agre. Even, this is a big chiddush, even according to the man to Amar, an Uman is not kone b'sheva kli. An Uman does not halachically acquire it and then sell it back to the Baal HaBayis. Still, even though you don't hold that, it's still considered somewhat of a kinyan for the Uman until he gets his workers, until he gets his wages v'shakalei. The iu gufe hemne himune l'uman a'agre ki maser le'kli. And just by the fact that the Uman was given the item by the Baal HaBayis shows that there's a certain amount is given to the Uman. V'imlo tomar kein, and if you don't say the Uman is going to be believed, lo hinach t'chayim l'umnin. Uman won't be able to survive. How are they ever going to get paid? So the Ramban has a certain formulation that says that an Uman with the Kli is a very, very strong connection. Even more so than the mashkon that is given to an item. See, I really have this kli, and I'm going to give it back to you when you pay me for it. That's stronger, says the Ramban, than a mashkon. A mashkon was never mine, really. It's your kli. I'm holding it before I give it back, so therefore I would have to take a shvua to get part of the mashkon, even though I wouldn't, to get my wages. That's what the Ramban says there in the Milchamas. The Ran there is not happy with this discussion of the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Ramban, and it's Velodas Baruat's kli. Says I don't think it's clear, because the other way, even according to the man d'amar of unam kone b'sheva kli, even if you want to say that the uman is kone the kli, it's no better than a mashkon. A mashkon, there is a very strong connection between the mashkon and the baal chov. As we mentioned, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak of baal chov kone mashkon, kedushin daf ches, and other places, a baal chov is kone the mashkon. Remember Rashi there, Rashi in kedushin daf ches even holds that it's even l'schayev ba'onsin. There's even a chiyuv onsin if I am holding your mashkon and you owe me money. So it's a very strong kid. He says just the opposite. I would think a mashkon is even stronger than the claim that an uman has on an item. But at least it's parallel. Just like an uman holds it, so too a malve holds it. So therefore, Ron argues and he says, you know what? I just think the Mishnah is lav dafka. I think the Brisa. I think you the one who has it who wants his wages, you also have to take a shvua. There's no difference, says the Ran, between the uman and the baal hamashkon. That's his answer. Don't make the diuk that we made in the Brisa. Okay. Says the Gemara. Continuing two dots. No, before that, Moser Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Fourth line. Uman, another try to prove or disprove Rabba. Uman ain't lo chazaka. Uman, the Mishnah says, does not have a chazaka. Uman hu de ain't lo chazaka. Ha acher yesh lo chazaka. An uman cannot create a chazaka, but anyone else in a parallel situation can create a chazaka. So hechidame, what exactly is the case? Idik edim. What's the case where there's a difference between uman and acher? If there are witnesses here that the person got it as a, you know, not being his acher amayesh lachazaka, so why should a different person have a chazaka if he's not an uman but he got it, you know, to work? There are edim that he only got it as a pikadon. Elo lav deleka edim. So it must be there are no witnesses here. If there are no witnesses here, but katani uman in lachazaka, it still says an uman doesn't have a chazaka. So that is tiyufta de rabba tiyufta, because rabba says only if there are witnesses there that he got it as a umnis do we say that he is cannot create a chazaka. But the rabba said if there's no edim, he can. So this brisa is against rabba. Period. No answer. Because Rabba holds that if there are no Edim, then the Uman should be believed. And here it says that an Uman does not have a Chazaka if there are no Edim. Tanur Rabbanan says the Dora, two dots. Nischalfalo, very halachalo maisa gemara, as we'll see. Nischalfalo, kelem, bekelem, bebesa Uman. Let's say I go to my worker, I gave him a jacket. Give him a jacket to fix for me. So, and he gives me back the jacket, and I realize it's not my jacket. It's a very similar jacket to mine. But it wasn't my jacket. So am I allowed to use it? What do I assume? Why did the worker give me the wrong jacket? So I'm not allowed to use it. I am allowed to use it. How is it? Yishtamish bahen ad sheyavo halav itol shalo. Right? Until the other guy, whoever's jacket this is, comes, so then I'm allowed to use this jacket, if the worker gave it to me. But if I wasn't given the jacket by the uman, but somehow I switched jackets in a shiva house or at a wedding, I might add, or in shul, right? We don't remember that. We haven't worn a jacket in 6 months. But in the days of the winter, when you know you wore a jacket, I heard it rained on Sukkot, right? So in Chutz Laaretz, but if you switch coats from somebody, so then you're not allowed to use it. Now let's use it. So what's the difference? Maishtar Resha, Maishtar Seifa. What's the difference? So Amar Rav, or Bach says Amar Rebchia, because Rebchia always quotes his uncle, Havi Yisivna Kamita Chavivi. I was in front of my uncle, V'Amar Li, and he said to me, V'chi Ein Adam Asui Lomar Lu'uman Machor Li Talisi, says Rav in the name of Rebbi Chia. I think that's the Bach's Gears of Change. Right, he says, Amar Rebbi Chia. It's just a statement, Amar Bichia. Right? Chavivi is left out of the Gersa. So he says, isn't it common, shouldn't we assume, you know what happened here? The other guy, Whoever gave, there was a guy that gave it, Reuven, gave his jacket to an Uman and said, you know what? Fix up my jacket and sell it. Fix up my jacket and sell it. And by mistake, what happened here? So he gave you the jacket that he was supposed to sell to you. Look at Amar Bichia, that's the Rashbam's Gersa on the first, second wide line. Hilkach, Ikel Amemar, Sheuman Macher Talas Achashu Metakin, Mitzvah Balabayas, Shetiva Lamachro, he sold a talis that the Balabayas told him to sell, Vita Uma, but he made a mistake. And what happened? Umacher Taliso Shalzeh, this guy that's coming to pick up his own jacket, that's the one he sold by mistake. Shimon, Reuven gave it to him one to sell, and Shimon gave him one, he'll fix my jacket and give it back to me. By mistake, he sold Shimon's. So he said, you know what, let me give Shimon Reuven's jacket. Meanwhile, until, you know, the whole thing is cleared up, maybe you'll get the other one back, and they'll be able to clear things up in the future. But assume, says this opinion of the Gemara, that it was done on purpose, that you got the jacket on purpose, bedafka bedas, and that's why you're allowed to use it. Because you would give it to him bedas. Right? If it was a total mistake, you wouldn't be able to use it. And that's the case in the Beis HaMishnah. You took it by mistake. So nobody gave you rights to use that jacket. The Uman gave you these rights to use this jacket because, you know, he had made a mistake.
The Das of the Uman, right.
Your jacket is somewhere being used by somebody else. And this is the jacket that he was supposed to sell. Right? So therefore he gave it to you until he's, until things are worked out. We're going to get to that in a second. Amar Bechia Breder of Nachman. Bechia Breder of Nachman says, 1 minute. A couple of limitations. Lo Shano Elahu. This only applies if the worker himself gave you the jacket. Avalishu Banavlo. But if you came and he wasn't home and his wife and kids say, you know what, I think this is yours. Right? So they're not giving it to you with Dafka. They might have made a mistake. So that's why you're not allowed to use it in that case. I'm sorry? Well, we'll get to the cleaners exactly in a minute. Vahu namilo amren el darmele talistam. Also, this only applies if when the worker gave it to you, he said, yeah, here's a jacket. Aval taliskalo. But if he said, this is your jacket, no. Why? Because then, hi, lav talistideyu. It's not his. So then he must have made a mistake. If there's any type of mistake made, b'taus, then you're not allowed to use it. The only time you're allowed to use it, if it was given, bedafka. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, the Ritva says, What do we say? You're allowed to use it because let's assume that it was given to you bedafka. The Uma made a mistake previously, and now he knows what he's talking about. Why aren't we choshes that he made two mistakes? Once he made one mistake, maybe he didn't give you yours either. And you know what? You're using somebody else's jacket without permission, and it's suffix zela. So why are we only worried that before he made a mistake? We're not worried about the mistake now. Maybe he gave you the wrong jacket. So the Ritva says no. But when the Uma sells a jacket, then you assume he's going to make a mistake. But if you come and ask for your jacket, and he's giving you back a jacket that's supposed to be yours, then he's doing the best he can. You assume that he didn't make a mistake there. Says the Ritva. He says, "My time at Itzli was at Lakula. The Itzli did Dilma, Dain Hayishneim, Bershus Shaluman. Maybe the Uman has both. Maybe he's stealing one. The Yishlomar, no. Tibbe Mechira lo Dayik, Kivin Shesacharan Shave. Shacharan Shave. Aval Kishemachshel Adam Taliso, Vada Meidik Dayik, Temehedele Dilei. Must be that he's returning his own jacket if he's giving back his, if he's supposed to be giving back his own. So the Truma Zadashin here, has a Tshuva. Truma Zadashin has a Tshuva, which is, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's the case? Let's listen. Koveses Armois, a non-Jewish Koveses, cleaning lady. Kibla begadim Reuven v'Shimon lechapsam. She got clothes back from Reuven and Shimon. And ukeshech zira habegadim nitzna leReuven minyan begadim mishlam. When she gave back to Reuven three suits, exact number that he was supposed to get. Ula achar shah diktik behavenimsa sadin achash in shalo. And then he realizes he got back the exact what he was supposed to get back, but one of the things isn't his. One of them isn't his. Ula Shimon, and Shimon got back his begadim. V'yamar lo shloch zira zlo mishlam. And Shimon says to her, 1 minute, you're missing a sheet here. Ki nechzru lo shnei sadinim. I'm missing some. And the Koveses said, I gave you back everything. So Reuven got back exactly what he was supposed, the number he was supposed to get back, but one of them is not his. Shimon is missing something. Uba Shimon comes to Reuven and says, you see that sheet? That's my sheet. Hasanah shebiyatchei denu shalcha. It's not. And he gave Simon and Mufakim. It's my sheet. And Reuven says, well, she must have given you back mine instead of yours. So I'm going to wait until you give me back mine, and then I'll give you back yours. Mishi yachzer li et sheli, etein lo asadin, v'lo b'inyin acher. Hadini mo'olav. So Shimon gave Simanim of Hakim that it's his. Reuven says, what do you mean? You must have taken mine. I'm not giving you back, right? Let's put it into other terms. Similar to, this is an Uman. What about the case of, there's only one jacket left in Shul. It looks very similar to yours. Very similar. So you know what you do? You go and take it because the other guy must have taken yours. A week later, somebody sees you wearing a jacket and says, hey, can I have my jacket, please? And you say, what do you mean? You must have taken mine in Shul. And the other guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, that's my jacket. And he gave Simanim. It has the rip in the middle and the side. So, what's the halacha? So it's a little different, because there it was definitely Bataus, and here it was the Uman. Well, right, it might be a difference. So Tshuva says the Truma Sadashen, Yered Dover Pashatu. It's obvious Reuven cannot keep the sheet. Why? He admits it's not his. He admits it's not his in this case. Reuven agrees that it's not his, and Shimon gave Simanim. This is for sure Shimon's. So Reuven's taina is with the washer. The Koveses is not with Shimon. V'nitzel al shil Shimon b'mkomo b'kavana o al yedetos. Right? So he quotes our Gemara Zariah. Quotes our Gemara Zariah about whether we give it bedas or not. And therefore, because she gave these back, it must be that it's her fault. But given the dina hachi betas koshkan adei gazlan and mischalif, etc. And he continues. That shuv is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So that's gzeira biyado. So l'chora, the same halacha would be if there's only one coat left. Am I allowed to take the coat? Pashtus not. Pashtus from this Gemara, you're not allowed to take the coat. I'm sure there are tshuvas. I tried to got back late from a big tiola yesterday, so I didn't get to do the proper research. But I'm sure there are tshuvas out there about this. But Pashtus from this Gemara, that you're not allowed to take somebody's coat. Right? Because, you know, unless you say it's parallel to a case I'm going to mention in a minute. But so far, you know, if you take a B'gnei, but the only heter is if it was given to you, B'davka, on purpose, and by the Uman. The Ksos says, interesting from this Trumas Hadeshen, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ksos says in Kuf Lamed Vav, V'nira Midvar, you know what it sounds like from this Trumas Hadeshen and from the Shulchan Aruch, the only time that he has to give it back is if he says it's not his. What if Reuven says, no, it's mine? Shimitz gave Simanim, but Reuven says, no, it's mine! So, does a Vadai Muchzak beat Simanim Mufhakim? It sounds like from here, yes. Because the Trumas Hadeshen's Taina is that the only reason he has to give it back is because he agrees it's not his, and the other guy gave Simanim. Nira midvar v'dayin adafka echad mesafgalei to mahani simin muvak. Avalim toin barisha asadin vade shalo. But if he says, it's mine, afilu no saint Shimon simin muvak. Eino tzarach lahachzir. It's important shita for the second, important opinion to put on our lists from the second paragraph of Mamatsiya. Simanim of Hakim do not beat a tainus vadai. It's mine. Unless he's not sure. Okay, that's an important sheet of the Ksos from this Truas Hadeshen. One final point, which we'll talk about, and that is an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. You would look at the Aruch HaShulchan on this Simon. What does Aruch HaShulchan have to say? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Kuf Lamed Vav, Truas Hadeshen, Shulchan Aruch, Truas Hadeshen, Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Lamed Vav. He says, there was an ancient minug, 100 years ago, that when people used to go to shul and it was raining out, they left there, it sounded like they have some type of galoshes or boots that they wore outside their shoes, and they left them outside the shul. And when they all looked the same, so when they came outside, you know, the issue was, everybody just took their own. Everybody just took whichever ones they found, and that was it, everybody was mochel. V'yaminag b'makomos ha'gedolim, makom sherabim mis'asfim sham, u'meinichem ha'min'olim ha'elyonim b'prizdar. They leave their outer shoes in the prizdar. Ubitzeislam yischafu shel zebaze ein makpidin bedavar umishtamish kol echad b'shel chaveiro. Right, everybody uses each other's. Ad she yisra'u panim umachlivim zeze, until they meet each other and they say, that's fine. Oh, okay, it's yours. Give it. But at the time, they're makel on each other and they're machlif. Uve ein bezech shash gezeilo shekach nagu. No, what? I'm going to mention that in a second. Right, ein there's no shash gezeilo. That's the so. But it's not lamaisa though. I bought my fancy schmancy coat, and I want it in, you know, we're not such a minug that, you know, it's the same coat. I don't know, maybe if it's the same coat. If it's the same coat, maybe there's a minug, but there's no minug. I want my coat. If there was an understanding, right. If there was an understanding that this is done, then the Aruch HaShulchan would say it. So, 2 points. Number one is, in Yonah Dioma, the Esrogim. Because when they went to Har HaBayis, everybody left there, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, they left their Esrogim outside, and as long as it wasn't the first day, or if it was the first day, you got to make sure. But the first day, you have to be makpid to say, you know what, you can have it. See, after the first day, you can just say it's she'ela. You can get yours back later. But the first day, you know, you got to get your esrog back. Okay, that is the Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Beis. Also interesting point, though, that you see from this Aruch HaShulchan 100 years ago, that they didn't wear their rubbers inside shul. They left them out of shul. And that's a kpeita that Rav Soloveitchik had. Rav Soloveitchik writes, Rav Shechter quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi, it's Siman Yud Beis, where he quotes the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura quotes as that those Ashirim that are makbid not to spit in their own house cannot spit in shul. The Gemara, no, it was more common, right, a spittoon, whatever it's called. It was much more common in previous diaris. Right here, it's you know, we can't imagine the derech eretz of it, but let's say it was more common. So those who wouldn't do rekik in their house cannot do it in a shul either. Why? Because the Gemara compares your house to a shul, and therefore if you wouldn't take a shortcut through your living room, you won't take a shortcut in shul. So the Shulchan Aruch says anything you wouldn't do, and the Shulchan Aruch also says tit al gabe raglov, if you have mud on your feet, roy lekancho kodem sheikanis lespalo, you got to wipe it up before you go into shul. So said Rav Soloveitchik, Shebimos hakshamim vashlagim shahochin. This is Rav Shechter talking now. B'shem the Rav shahochin berchovas ha'ir begalashin uberubbers al gabi amin alim shasur li kanis lebeis hakneses bo shekalash amanal. You got to take it off. So that's when it's raining. If it's raining, we'll wear boots. Well, and walk in the shul like it. No, we should carry our Shabbos shoes. Carry any shoes, and then take them off outside of shul, and then walk in with the other shoes. The stamperi ad makpidin al zeh. What I would want you traipsing through my living room with your wet boots? No. Shlo yikanis lebeisam imagalashin. V'zeh din kavod beis haknesses. Tali b'mashas stamperi adam regilin lahakpid. Alav b'toch beisam. V'roy la'or al zeh ki ein ha'olam regilin lizor b'zeh. Got to be careful. You know what? The source is the Shulman Zadeshin right here. Shulman Zadeshin says the minag, not the Shulman Zadeshin, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minag was to take it off outside of shul, and they wore in makpid on each other. Okay, if we have time again, we'll maybe go through the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash thought of Rav Soloveitchik that's in the context of. Okay, either way, let's continue. Okay. If you take that, just a note, if you take the wrong code, then for sure you can't use it. It's not 100% that if somebody else took your code and this is the only one left, is that for sure mefurish from this Gemara? That there wouldn't be an understanding that you could use it? You're not allowed to take somebody else's coat. It's not 100% clear at all from the Gemara that if that was the only coat left, not 100% clear. There is mashmos that it was all betoas, you're not allowed to use it, but that's not betoas here anymore. You know for sure you're taking the wrong coat. So is that like the Uman giving you the wrong coat? So, interesting case to ask a Shiloh about. If you know for sure this is a more expensive coat, then I would say for sure you can't take it. They're mockmen. But if it's the same coat, but you know it's not yours. Interesting discussion. Said this is the, okay, got to remember, the memvav, babasha memvav, mu. Right? Move, where's my coat? Right? So that's the, Amalei Abayla Rava, Vaiter. So Abayi says to Rava, Ta'achvi l'cha ramoy de papadisa, my avdi, let me explain to you and show you what the tricksters in Pampadisa do. The worker tricksters. Amalei, havli sarvaloi, you go ask him, could I have my shirt? Aloi, there may olam, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's what the workers used to say. What do you mean? I have Aiden that you had it. No, it was a different one. It looked like yours, but it was a different one. Yeah, let me see it. Let me see. Where is it? Let me see if it was somebody else's. I don't have any responsibility to show you. No. No, it was somebody else's. Aiden saw, but it was somebody else's. Rava says he's right. He has no, you have no raya to make him motzi it. Ra'a Tanya. Yesterday's Brisa, where it quoted, the Rashbam quotes it again, where you see a talus, biyada uman, then with Edom, you need Ra and Edom. If you don't have Ra right now, you don't see it by the worker, so then you have no claim to make him be motzi it. Amar Avashi, v'chachim, if he's very smart, if he's a wise, if he wants to use a subterfuge, but in a good way, right? The second skinny line of the Rashbam, derech arma b'chashoa. You want to use arma? We'll talk about that in a second. B'chashoa in private v'chachim. So mashvilei ra, you could make it into a case where he's going to show you why, right? The amar le, tell him amay tefisis le. Why are you giving me problems? Why are you keeping the shirt? Lamishin dischol gaboy. Oh, it must be because of that loan that I owe you money, right? It must be that I owe you money. You know what? Hashtaf kinu v'sheminu. You know what? Take out the shirt. Let's see how much the shirt is worth. And therefore, we'll see how much of it you can keep. Right? Shkol atidach v'shkol anadidi. So take out the shirt. Let's figure it out together. See how much it's worth. And you'll take yours and I'll take mine. And he's hoping to get the shirt just out in public, and in that way, be able to have witnesses that the Uman has it. The Ritva says, you see from here, no. Why would he take it out? So maybe that's the point. He's trying to trick him. He's like, oh yeah, he owes me money. He's trying to make him see that maybe he wants part of his shirt back, at least some of it, so he's willing to forego and pay me some of it. He's trying to use any way to get the shirt out. That's the chachma. The Ritva says, what's the chachma here? The chachma is that lahalacha, kiva demachmas ha'onis moda. You might say that, isn't this hadas baldin? So he's going to have to pay him. The answer is not going to have to pay him here because it's done in such a way that you know it's done ba'arma k'tele fatoso. So that's the Ritva. So Amar Lei, Rav Acha, Breid Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, no, he says, that's probably not going to work. Mati Amar Lei, lo tzarech me l'shum adidach. No, it's okay, I don't need to estimate it. Kfar Shemua kamay dekamach. I already took it to court and estimated, and it's worth all the money that you owe me. So I'm gonna keep it, thank you very much. Right, therefore he could be a chacham with his arma as well. So once you talk about arma, appropriate for 2 minutes to talk about, right? Where do we have arma in the Torah? Arma in the Torah. Here we're talking about arma, but it's not such a negative here. He's using arma to try to get his own item back. So we have arma twice. So let's just go in order. First time we have arma is v'hanachash haya arum mikol chayas hasadeh. Big discussion exactly, you know, what exactly happened with the Nachash. You know, did he actually talk? The Radak, beautiful Radak there. If you never saw it, if you have a Toras Chaim. Toras Chaim has the Chumashim, has a Radak on Sefer Bereishis. So there he is. Yesh Lishol on Inyan Amiras Nachash, Leisha, Echaya. What exactly happened? We'll talk about this in the next Parsha Shir. The Imhaya Derech Mofes. Was it a nace that the Nachash spoke? So why don't we make a big deal about it like the Aton? Vayiftach Hashem et pi Nachash. Like Vayiftach Hashem et pi Aton, like the donkey. And if it's like Rav Sadia going that it was just a Malach talking, then what was it the Nachash's fault for? Why did he get cursed? And also, would a Malach try to trick Chava and Adam? So what's happening here? And the some say it was only he didn't talk. Vanachash lo diber ela betzifsu from Av Leisha. He winked. He didn't even talk. But still, that reflects Das. So what's happening here? And if you want to say that that's a big shaila. If the Nachash had Das, then the ultimate curse to him is that his das would be taken away, not just his legs, not just ocher tocha koy mechayecha. So there are major issues here. What's that? Kihi aklal hagdola veichlos kira, right? So says the radak ba'kor ba'kol who shahaya dibra nachash al derech mofes lenasos bo isha. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the nachash power to talk in order to test isha. V'yavah bi, because she wasn't called Chava yet. V'yavah bi shlo amar v'yiftach adem espiya nachash, even though it doesn't say that. L'fisha yesh bazeh nistar gadov uhu ikar l'mavini mada. I'll tell you derech kabbalah why it doesn't say that. But either way, that's the Radak's pshat. But again, this is all the Rishonim try to figure out. Did he actually talk, according to most? Like I gave you that Tamar Nevuchim, right? It was all in her mind. That's the Abarbanel. Abarbanel says it was all a dream. It was all her Yetzirah. It was all in her mind, going back and forth. It's the Abarbanel's pshat. But again, most Mepharshim assume that there was talking here. But the issue is, what's Arum? Arma. Does Arum mean Chachma? Is it negative? Is it not negative? So that's the discussion here by Chava. And if there was Das, another raya is that if it was Das, so why didn't the Nachash have a separate stage of Bria? Right? We went from the inanimate to the animate to the animals to the man. So if the Nachash had Das, also it should have been a different separate stage of creation. Either way, that's a big discussion by the Nachash. What's the other one? Obviously, Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Esav. Right? He dealt with him ba'arma. Yaakov then with Esa Ba'arma. So again, all the Mepharshim, many of the Mepharshim, try to discuss, but the uncle is there, B'chachmasa. Chachma, it was Chachma. Arma doesn't only mean tricking in a bad way. Even though Gemara says, Ma'arima al Tuasa. Ma'arim means a type of tricking, but it sometimes means in a way that you have to do. And you have to do. My Rebbe Reversons like once said, Arma, you know, what does it mean that Yaakov, Titan Emes Yaakov, Dafka Yaakov was Emes? Right? All the Mepharshim say, isn't that so ironic? Out of all the others, he's Emes? So Emes might not mean truthfulness, but it means integrity. If you translate Emes as integrity, sometimes you have to bend the truth a little bit in order to live up to the value of integrity. If you're dealing with somebody like Esav, sometimes you have to deal like him. And it means that you might not have pure Emes, but you'll have integrity. You'll have integrity. But many, we don't have time to go through it now, but if you look in the Nachshoni, he has a whole nice summary. The Ksava Kabbalah has 3 pages long, that all the Chazal, the Darshan, Anochi, Kama, Esav Becharecha, and all the Chazals like that, that show that he was trying to have some level of MS, even though he was dealing in the world of Esav. And he could have used Ani instead of Anochi. He didn't say Bincha. There are many right. The Ksava Kabbalah has a long piece there. We go through beautifully. Every time where Chazal try to Darshan, that it's MS, and not MS, they try to defend Yaakov that the Arma was as close to MS as he can. That's a discussion of Arma as comes up here.
Can we also deal with Shimon and Levi?
Shimon and Levi also. Let's say that's the third level. That Yaakov was upset and Yaakov and Shimon and Levi defend themselves. Very unclear what happened at the end of the story. Hachzoni Yaseh Zachoseinu, right? And Yaakov doesn't answer. But he's still mad at the end of his life. He doesn't really give him a pure bracha. It's all these cases. That's a good third shot. The Nachash and Yaakov and Shimon and Levi. So Aris Yelo Chazaka. This goes quickly. Let's just do it. So an Aris, next in the Mishnah, an Aris, a sharecropper, cannot create a Chazaka. Right? Uman, Aris, we go through all of them. So Amai, why not? Adu Inna Palka Vashtakula. An Aris, the sharecropper, was eating only a portion, a percentage up till now, and now he's eating the whole field, all the fruits. So why isn't that a Chazaka? Amar Yochanan Barisei Beitzei Avos. No, we're talking about an Aris that's been a family friend for many years, and he's been eating for many years, the whole field, three years, so there's no riot, nothing changed. This type of aris that's been eating the whole fruit, the whole field for a while. Amar of Nachmin, aris shehored aris and tachta vishla chazaka. But if you have an aris that, even if he was a family friend, he's been doing this for years, but if he himself personally did not work the field, but he had workers under him working, then there is a chazaka created. My time of why? To glow of it inish, to nach the arise, lari vishasik. People don't let strangers work their land for so long and be quiet. See, even though the other guy was in charge, if he's not on the land, it must be that he should have been mocha. Amar of Yochanan, Aris shechelek chalek larisin yein lo chazaka. But if an Aris gives it out to some workers, but he also works in the field sometimes, then there is no chazaka. My time away. Amar hamarnya ba'al mashavya. Because you can assume that, my friend's in charge. He had some workers for him, but he's still in charge, and therefore no chazaka is created. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Rav Nachman Yisrael sends Rav Nachman Yaakov. Tosas on top discusses when it says Rav Nachman in Shas all over. Which Rav Nachman is it? Here it specifies both Rav Nachmans because one of them is Rav Nachman Stam. So here that's mentioned. He says Rav Nachman in the Gemara is generally Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. But here it's to specify not to get confused. Yilam Dena Rabbeinu Oris Meido Eino Meid. Like we had on Shabbos, an Oris, could an Oris testify or not about the field that he's working in? That it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Is that Nogea Be'edis or not? Shmuel, Avi Yosef, Rav Yosef Kameh. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Amar Lei Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Aris made. Aris can be made. It's not Nogea Be'edavar. Ha Tanya no made. He says, no. Lo Kasha, Ha Dika Peira Ba'ara. Ha Dalaka Peira Ba'ara. No, it depends if there's already fruit on the field. If there's fruit on the field, this is the way the Rashbam and Tosas explain it. If there's already fruit on the field, then he stands to lose that fruit that he already worked. It was taken away from him. So therefore, then he would be an Ogeba Edis, and he cannot testify. But if there's no fruit if there's no fruit on the field, then he would be able to testify. The Rashba and the Ritva give a different shot a little bit. He says, same direction, but he says also, if there's fruit on the field, so then he would definitely have to be paid back if it's taken away from him. So then he is an Ogeya Bedavar as well. But if there's nothing there, then he wouldn't have to be paid back anything, therefore he wouldn't be an Ogeya Bedavar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Sorry?
Then the Rashbam
brings that up. Isn't he an Ogeba Davar because he'll be an Aris for the following year? The answer is who knows if the guy's going to be hired back. You know, if he's going to be hired back, maybe he could find work elsewhere with a different Baal HaBayis. So that's not considered an Ogeba Davar. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. We will continue tomorrow.